So you must come to your forehead. It is very great, yet it is very easily accessible. You see, when Mother Yashoda was binding Krishna, it was almost impossible for her to bind, because that which is anantam, anantam means unending or unlimited, that can never be bound, because Krishna contains within himself the entirety of all the creation and all the universes. But yet Yashoda could bind him. He came under the control of Yashoda's love. In the same manner, the Shastra has given an example. The sky is very great, yet it is very easily accessible. Why? Sky is everywhere. There is no place where there is no sky. The fifth element, kham, or sky, is everywhere. Similarly, although God is very great, yet He is so merciful and kind that He makes Himself easily accessible to Him everywhere. And more so through the chanting of the holy name. At the same time, the attitude with which one calls out the holy names of the Lord is very vital in accessing Krishna. The perceptions that we hold, they bring about the attitude we have towards things. For example, I am sitting in the railway station. You see, there is a beggar begging alms from everybody. There is a dog with a broken leg, limping and struggling like this. You find milliners going in trains, which are AC trains, from Pune to Delhi, isn't it? You see all classes of people. So the Shastras, they can be seen when we see the world around us, that one living entity is suffering, one living entity is enjoying, and the enjoyment and suffering is like ups and downs in this world. But everybody is reaping the fruits of his own karma, and Krishna is the awarder of the fruits. That is actually the right perception, as given in Ishopanishad. So a devotee, when he becomes aloof from the situations of the material world, by staying in touch with Krishna, then that perception can only bring about the right attitude. Actually, our existence is eternal with Krishna, and our contact with material nature is temporary for the soul. So if the eternal contact is always remembered with alert consciousness, that only can bring about the right attitude. And the same is true in approaching the holy name. The holy name is Krishna himself, available at every moment. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Naam bina kichu nahi to aro chauda bhuvana maje. He's telling, in all these 14 worlds, I don't see anything, he says, except the holy name, he says. Because holy name is eternal, and I am eternal, and my relation with Krishna is also eternal. And I don't find anything else, he says. Everything else is like a passing thing. It's like a moving thing. It comes, stays for a while, and it moves. All the display of the presentation of illusory energy in front of our eyes in this material world is a passing phase. A sadhaka who is chanting the holy names every day has to approach the holy names with the utmost respect and with proper understanding and proper attitude. If one wants to polish one's mirror of one's heart, and one wants to develop the supreme belt of prema, there's a beautiful verse, he says, prema dhana vina vyakta daridra jivan, he says. Prema dhana ke vina, two things he says. Vyakta means the whole life becomes a waste of time. And daridra means one remains poverty stricken. Two things are said here. If somebody wastes one's life, then time is wasted. And one remains poverty stricken, the pocket is empty. Daridra, he says. Similarly, the living entity spends his one entire human form of life At the end of his life, if he did not attain Krishna Prema, then he is called Daridra. He is called a beggar, penniless beggar. Even a Bill Gates is a Daridra if he doesn't chant the holy name. If he hasn't attained Krishna Prema. And he says, Prema Dhana Vina Vyartha means the whole life has gone wastefully in doing so many activities morning to night, Monday to Sunday, whole month, whole year, so many activities we do. So all these activities contributing to developing my faith in Krishna, loving Krishna and devoting myself to Krishna. This is a question. Prema Dhana Vina Vyartha Daritra Jeevan Dasa Kori. Krishna, I want to become your servant. And what is my salary? Do you want salary? I don't want any salary. I want to serve you freely or I want your salary? No, I want a salary, he says. Let people condemn, it's a motivated service. No problem. What is the salary I want? Dasa Kori, Vetan More. Yeah, Ye Premadan, he's saying. The salary I want from you is love for you. That's all. So every day I am chanting the holy name. What is the salary I want for that? Love for you. That's the only salary I want. Because without that love for Krishna, my life is simply a waste of time. Like we say, you know. Krishna Rati Vina Jeevan To Miche. Same thing. Krishna Rati Vina Jeevan is waste, you know. He says. So, understanding the value of attaining Krishna Prema, at the same time realizing the futility of the passing phase of the material world, understanding the holy name to be not different from Krishna, who appears mercifully from the spiritual world into the material world to uplift us, purify us, elevate us and take us back. With these understandings, a devotee can approach the holy name every day, every moment, at all times, with very great respect. With this proper attitude, then the chanting will cleanse our hearts very fast and bring us to the vicinity of Krishna. Hari Naam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like the Satyas who are washing up us. I am full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha krupa sindhubhyadevacha paditanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnava vrinda ki vaishnava thakur ki.